Before we dive into our discussion, let's introduce our esteemed guests joining us today. We have Marku from Green Tech Solutions and Sarah representing EcoFashion. Welcome. Rita and I are genuinely thrilled to delve into the world of sustainable supply chains and circular economy practices with such esteemed guests. So, let's kick off the discussion and explore your questions together.
Couldn't agree more, Jesse.
Thank you, Rita. Marku, please go ahead with your question.
Thank you for this opportunity to be here today. In Green Tech Solutions, we're eager to transition our current linear supply chain model to a circular economy supply chain. Rita, what would be the first step?
The first step in transitioning to a circular economy supply chain would be to conduct a thorough assessment of your current supply chain practices and identify areas where circular economy principles can be integrated. This involves analyzing your product lifecycle, identifying opportunities for waste reduction and resource optimization, and evaluating potential collaborations with suppliers and partners.
That makes sense. We've already begun analyzing our product lifecycle, but I think we need to delve deeper into identifying specific areas where we can implement circular economy practices effectively. Would you recommend starting with a pilot project or taking a broader approach across the entire supply chain?
That's a great question. Both approaches have their merits, but it often depends on the scale and complexity of your operations. A pilot project can provide valuable insights and allow you to test different strategies in a controlled environment before scaling up. On the other hand, taking a broader approach across the entire supply chain demonstrates a strong commitment to sustainability and can generate a more significant long-term impact. Ultimately, the best approach will depend on your specific goals, resources, and organizational culture.
Considering our goals, would it be beneficial to explore reverse logistics opportunities during the assessment phase of transitioning to a circular economy supply chain?
Absolutely. Exploring reverse logistics opportunities during the assessment phase is crucial for identifying potential challenges and designing effective strategies to overcome them. It allows us to evaluate the feasibility and impact of integrating reverse logistics into our supply chain model early on, ensuring a smoother transition towards a circular economy approach.
Rita, could you briefly explain to our audience what is meant by reverse logistics?
Reverse logistics involves managing the flow of products and materials from consumers back to manufacturers for reuse, refurbishment, or recycling. It's essentially the process of handling returned items and managing their journey through the supply chain in a way that minimizes waste and maximizes value extraction.
Rita, could you elaborate more on the challenges of reverse logistics in the transition to a circular economy supply chain?
In the tech industry, reverse logistics plays a crucial role in managing the return and recycling of electronic products and components. This includes devices like smartphones, laptops, and other electronics. With the rapid pace of technological advancements, managing the end-of-life products becomes increasingly important to prevent electronic waste and recover valuable materials for reuse or recycling. However, the tech industry faces unique challenges in reverse logistics, such as handling diverse types of electronic products, ensuring data security during the return process, and complying with regulations related to e-waste management.
How about opportunities?
Despite these challenges, there are opportunities for tech companies to implement innovative solutions like product take-back programs, refurbishment centers, and partnerships with recycling facilities to enhance their reverse logistics processes and promote sustainability.
Thank you, Rita. That's insightful. We will explore more about the possibilities of reverse logistics.
Absolutely, Marku. It's a crucial aspect of sustainable supply chains, ensuring that resources are used efficiently and responsibly.
Indeed, reverse logistics holds immense potential for businesses to minimize waste and maximize value from end-of-life products. Now, let's hear from Sarah from EcoFashion. What's your question?
Firstly, I'm thrilled to be part of this enlightening discussion. One of the challenges we've encountered at EcoFashion is ensuring sustainable sourcing practices throughout our supply chain.
What kind of obstacles have you faced?
While we're committed to using eco-friendly materials, it can be challenging to trace the origins of raw materials and ensure they meet our ethical and environmental standards. Limited transparency in the sourcing process makes it difficult to verify whether materials are truly sustainable, leading to uncertainty and potential risks to our brand's reputation.
Absolutely. Sarah, sustainable sourcing is a critical aspect of fostering a more eco-conscious fashion industry. One approach to overcome the obstacle of limited transparency in the sourcing process is to establish direct relationships with suppliers who share your commitment to sustainability. By collaborating closely with suppliers and conducting thorough audits, you can gain greater visibility into their practices and ensure alignment with your ethical and environmental standards.
That makes a lot of sense, Rita. Building strong partnerships with suppliers who prioritize sustainability sounds like a proactive step toward ensuring the integrity of our supply chain. Conducting thorough audits will not only help verify their sustainability claims, but also foster accountability and transparency throughout our sourcing processes. Thank you for the insightful advice.
Additionally, consider implementing certification schemes or third-party verification processes for your raw materials. These certifications can provide independent validation of sustainability claims and offer reassurance to consumers about the authenticity of your eco-friendly products.
That's a great suggestion, Rita. By obtaining certifications from reputable organizations, we can demonstrate our commitment to sustainability transparently and credibly. It not only enhances the credibility of our eco-friendly products, but also builds trust with consumers who prioritize ethical and environmentally responsible brands. Thank you for highlighting this important aspect of sustainable sourcing.
One more thing, consider integrating recycled or upcycled materials into your product lines. Doing so not only lessens our dependency on virgin resources, but also aids in waste reduction and environmental conservation. This innovative approach aligns with environmentally conscious consumers and positions us as leaders in sustainable fashion.
Absolutely. Rita, integrating recycled or upcycled materials into our product lines not only reduces our reliance on virgin resources, but also contributes to waste reduction and environmental conservation. It's an innovative approach that resonates with environmentally conscious consumers and positions us as leaders in sustainable fashion. Thank you for emphasizing the importance of embracing alternative sourcing strategies.
I couldn't agree more with the importance of sustainable sourcing in our industry. At Green Tech Solutions, we've also been exploring alternative materials and suppliers to reduce our environmental footprint. Transitioning to more sustainable sourcing practices not only aligns with our values, but also presents opportunities for innovation and differentiation in the market. It's inspiring to hear about your efforts, Sarah, and I believe collaborating on sustainable sourcing initiatives can drive positive change across industries.
Thank you all for your engaging questions. There are exciting opportunities for businesses of all sizes to embrace circular economy principles and create value while minimizing environmental impact. Unfortunately, we're running short on time and must bring this discussion to a close. However, I encourage each of you to continue exploring sustainable practices within your respective industries and to collaborate on initiatives that drive positive change. Thank you once again for your participation, and let's continue working towards a more sustainable future.
Absolutely, Jussie. It's inspiring to see companies like yours taking proactive steps towards sustainability. Together, we can drive positive change and build a more resilient future for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.